When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Freelance Friday podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how to successfully book clients, get them onboarded so that you can hit the ground running and start working together with proper boundaries and all of that. If you haven't checked out that episode, I'll be sure to link it for you. Well, today I want to talk about part two of that, which is how to actually get results for your clients. I hear this question all the time. Hey, I've booked a client or I'm employed at a job. How do I actually make sure that they see results from social media and they see the value of what I do. And that's what we're going to get into now. Now, all of these documents that I'm going to be talking about today are in the social media management toolbox for Notion, which is all new. And at the time of recording this, we've got a few days left for the 50% off launch sale. So I'll leave that in the show notes, that link for you. And it's a fully editable back office system for Notion. It has 17 templates that you can copy into your own Notion account and start using with your clients, everything from a prospecting sheet to a portfolio template, a case study template, and a bunch of the templates that we're going to talk about today. So be sure to check it out. And it's 50% off for a few more days at the time of recording. So once you start working with a client, the first document that I recommend pulling out and working with is the social media audit template. Now, doing an audit of a social media profile is really just taking a look at some historical data, if you have it, and seeing what they've done well, what they haven't done so well, posting frequency, just all of that baseline kind of benchmarking data. And a benchmark is kind of just a way of comparing data. So you might have an industry benchmark, meaning that you look at all of the different social media accounts in the, let's say, beauty space or in the retail space or whatever, and establish kind of an average number of engagement or followers or whatever that they may have. But I think it's also important to look at your client's own account and say, well, what has been your norm? What has been your average? So that we can make sure that we're always striving to at least be hitting those previous highs, I suppose. Of course, this is something that you're going to do if your client already has social media accounts set up. But if they're brand new, which sometimes happens, I get reached out to by people who just need a social media presence in general, then of course you'd be skipping this step and just moving on to a competitor analysis. So I always like to talk to my clients, and this is a part of that onboarding process as well, that Google form that I send them or HoneyBook form that I send them. I ask them who their top competitors are, who in their industry, in their space would they consider to, be going after the same customer as them or selling the same type of product or service. And I think three is usually a good number to start with. And I just use this template and go through and do some manual digging. Hey, here's how often brand A posts. Here's the follower count that they have. Here's their engagement rate. And you do that for as many competitors as you need to or want to. And then you can also just kind of go through and figure out, all right, well, what's working for them? What types of content are they posting? What does their audience seem to be engaging with the most? And here's the thing. Doing a competitor analysis, yes, of course, we're going to be taking some inspiration, perhaps. If we see, like, I don't know why every time I always say Coca-Cola, but it's just easy to compare Coca-Cola and Pepsi, right? If Pepsi sees Coca-Cola is posting Instagram reels and having just, such a great impact from it, that's where all their engagement is coming from. Well, of course, I would imagine Pepsi's social media manager is going to say we should try some reels as well. But a competitor analysis is also helpful because the magic is often in the gaps. I've had clients that are in the B2B space and they only go to LinkedIn, right? LinkedIn is like their go-to, which is a great place if you're in B2B. But I've suggested Twitter or X, and we've had great, great results from that because they were one of few companies in their industry that were having a really active, well-thought-out Twitter strategy, for instance. So you may be able to not just learn from your competitors about what to do, but also what they're not doing, and of course, what not to do as well. I got to take a second to mention today's sponsor, Metricool. We love Metricool. They're a longtime sponsor of the Freelance Friday podcast. And this one actually, like, listen, competitor analysis manually, sure, it's fine. I've got a template for you in the toolbox. But Metricool actually has a feature within their tool that allows you to just type in the names of the Instagram accounts or Facebook pages or whatever of your competitors. And it does a lot of this work for you. So if you want to speed up that process, among so many other features, definitely give Metricool a try. You can use the code Latasha. I'll leave a link down below in the show notes. You can use that code to get 30 days free on any of their pro plans. And let's talk about what all comes in that pro plan. Some of the amazing premium features that are available across plans are management of multiple brands, analysis of up to 100 competitors, that's huge, customizable links for any of your social media bios, downloadable reports, and you can even automate those monthly, so cool, a hashtag search engine for Instagram and TikTok, you can assign team member roles and client access, you can integrate with Data Studio, and so much more. So again, be sure to create your free account today and use code Latasha to get 30 days free on any of those premium plans. Okay, so once you've got your audit, you've done some competitor analysis, that should be enough information for you to start thinking about the social media strategy. And, you know, a social media strategy is really, it's your roadmap. It's your blueprint to what you're going to do for your clients. And it's there for a couple of reasons. It's there, one, as an exercise for you. Sometimes I hear from people who are like, oh yeah, I just like start posting. And of course you can do that. But when I just kind of start posting, I notice I start to sort of develop some bad habits, maybe some lazy habits. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, well, it's fine. It's just easier if I just do this, or if I just, you know, syndicate my Instagram posts to Facebook and just don't really put too much thought in it. You know what I mean? So I can kind of get a little bit lazy, but it's also a communication tool between you and your client. So it's always a good idea to let your client know why you're posting reels or why you're posting content under this particular topic, or, you know, what the end goal of this stuff is and how you're going to measure everything, all of that. So a social media strategy is going to include basically the answer to all of these questions: where you're posting, so which platforms are you going to focus on, based on your audit, based on your competitor analysis, are there platforms that they should be on that they're not on? Are there platforms that, in your professional opinion, they're spending a lot of time on and they really are not seeing much results from? Are there, you know, new things that you want to try, new things on the horizon that you just want to test? Like, figure that out, where you're posting. Also figuring out what you're posting, which could include both content formats. So are you posting reels? Are you posting, you know, long form videos? Are you posting audio? Are you posting links? Are you posting text posts and so on? But also what the content pillars or content categories or buckets, everybody calls them something different, what those are going to be. So what are you going to be talking about in these social media posts? And then lastly, you also want to include when or how often you're going to be posting. Are you recommending that they post once a week on LinkedIn? Are you recommending that they post 3 times a day on Twitter, right? Or some combination of those, of course. In my social media strategies, I also like to kind of assign priority levels because it can be a lot. If I'm like, client, listen, you need to be on Pinterest, you need to start a podcast, you need to start a YouTube channel, like, that's a lot, and that's just not realistic unless it's maybe a huge business with a huge budget and a huge team that can help me. So I'm going to prioritize and just really lay out, like, here are the things that I'm going to work on in the first 3 months, and here's how we're going to measure progress. And if that goes well, we'll kind of move on to step two, step three, et cetera. Oh, another thing that maybe can be done before the social media strategy or as a part of the social media strategy, it's really up to you, is a buyer persona. A buyer persona is, it's building an archetype, essentially, of your customer, of your client's customer, rather. So this is an exercise that's been used for years and years in the marketing world. is really just truly like naming your customer. Maybe it is Lisa the librarian or Franny the fashionista. I don't know, whatever, you know, however cheesy or corny you want to make it be, it is really helpful. I like to ask my clients, you know, can you tell me about your dream customer? Can you tell me about a client that you've had that you wish you could like duplicate 10 times over? When I say that to myself, I think of like a couple of specific faces of people that I've actually worked with. And so I just think about all of the things that they have in common, or, you know, I write down as much as I know about how they found me and what they care about in life and business and how they like to take in information, some of that demographic data, like their age group or, you know, what country in the world they live in, what language they speak. Like all of that stuff is super helpful when you're crafting your marketing messaging, because, you know, there's local specific trends, there's age specific trends, there's if my ideal client is a mom or if it's a dad versus a young, single professional, right? I'm going to be making different jokes and different cultural references. So building that out is really important. And like I said, can be done either before the strategy or kind of as part of it if they don't already have one. A lot of times clients will already have done this work, which is great. And you can kind of just import that in. And then something else I like to do kind of as part of the social media strategy process is I like to build out a hashtag library. I take a lot of time, honestly, and go through whichever the platforms are that I'm focusing on for the client, because social media is not just Instagram. I feel like it's really easy to just talk about Instagram for some reason. You could do this for LinkedIn. You can do it for Twitter. Threads doesn't have hashtags, but they have like topic tags now. So I take a good amount of time to really dig through those topics that we've assigned as our content pillars or key areas of focus. And I find quality hashtags and I put them into a document so that I can really easily just save them. Metricool actually has a really awesome feature where you can save texts. So what I do is I use the hashtag library template in the social media management toolbox for Notion. I find the high quality hashtags and then I save them in Metricool. So when I'm scheduling my content, I can just like pop those different text buckets in and adjust them if needed. But yeah, really, I think hashtags require a bit of a manual dive because it can have a really high volume of posts in the hashtag, but they can be all junk and all spam, or vice versa. It can be a really small niche hashtag that is like perfect for your client. And I think that's the direction that hashtags are going now anyway, is more small and niche versus like using hashtag love or hashtag shopping or whatever, or too many hashtags too. Okay, so once you have all of that information, it's time to start putting together a social media plan. I generally like to let my clients see what I have in mind for the first like week or couple weeks or even up to a month. After that, I'm usually given the, you know, stamp of approval to just go ahead and do my own thing. So I really only use the social media plan that's in the toolbox for that like initial period of time while we're getting to know each other. And I show this to my client and I get their approval on it because I want to make sure that I'm getting their brand voice right, that, you know, they like it, that they're happy with my work, that, you know, they're confident, they're building up that confidence in me to be able to represent their brand. So there's a template in here where I just write out the caption, write out the post, upload the media, showcase the hashtags. And then there's like a little checkbox that you can send this document to them in Notion, add them as a contributor or an editor to the doc. And then they can just like click and sign off if they're approving something. They can edit it themselves. They can leave a comment and say, hey, maybe can we like brighten up this photo, or can we change the caption, or whatever that might be. Another reason that I use this social media planner as opposed to just scheduling directly into Metricool is for campaign approvals. So for example, maybe we are getting ready for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and that's when they make like, you know, 70% of their revenue. So it's really high stakes. It's really important. A lot is riding on it. Well, I like to make sure that they, you know, get approval for my campaign. Or even if there's maybe like a more sensitive topic that can veer into like a controversial category. So I want to make sure I'm phrasing things appropriately and to the brand's liking. So you can use something like that. Metricool also does have an approval feature on the pro plans. So that can be a nice way to do this too, if you don't want to like send them a Notion doc. I have a whole video about that as well, which I will link. And then similarly, a stories planner, that's in the toolbox as well, so that you can upload your vertical stories. And stories are just kind of unique in terms of their format. So I like to send them a separate social media plan for that, just because they're vertical. There's like stickers you can put on question boxes. It's just a little bit of a different way to process information. So I send that to them separately. And then we've got to talk about this, customer service. Customer service responses are such a huge part of a social media manager's job. And I feel like we just don't talk about it enough. I feel like we always think about social media as being a marketing role, and it is, but there's also an element of customer service, customer care, brand loyalty, all of that involved in a social media manager's job. And when customer care goes wrong, that's when we hear about social media managers behaving badly, right? It's not because they didn't make the most influential social media marketing campaign in the world. It's because they left their customers on read, or they responded really inappropriately, or, you know, they just didn't do their job. So getting together with your client and pulling up this template, there's some canned responses already written out for you to start with, of just the basics of like, if somebody comes in and just says, hey, or if they're like, hey, what are your hours? You know, there's pre-canned stuff that you just need to fill in their specific, you know, hours of operation, address, whatever. But I also encourage you to talk to your client about what common questions they get specifically in their business, and also figuring out what the escalation plan is for this customer service stuff. Every client and every job I've worked with is different. When I worked in, you know, Fortune 500 companies, everything was like very serious. I mean, if somebody came in and said something really inappropriate or threatening, for example, even like mildly threatening, like I could see in an alternate universe how that would be threatening. There was a whole escalation plan of, I had to copy my manager, I had to copy her manager, I had to copy legal, I had to copy the PR department, like all of these different people on an email with a copy, just so there was a record of it and that they could investigate it if needed. Obviously, I think a lot of smaller businesses probably don't deal with, you know, life-changing threats or wild things like that, but you never know. So it's always good to talk to your client and just say, hey, if somebody doesn't like my response and they start yelling or swearing at me, or if they start threatening, like, what should I do in that scenario? And also with these customer service responses, I mentioned in Metricool, you can create saved text, which is cool. So you could pop these into there. Even just natively in the Instagram app, for example, Meta, you know, Facebook, you can create saved responses as well. So you can, write out these customer service responses and then add them into one of your tools so that you can save them, so you're not having to like type them out every single time. And then lastly, a report. I put a social media report template in here. You can also use Metricool for reporting. And like I said, I love Metricool's reporting because you can automate it. So you don't have to go do any manual digging at all. You will just say, hey, I want a report of my Instagram performance on the first of every month emailed to me, and it will show up in your inbox. You just got to do the initial setup. It takes just a few minutes. It's amazing. But you can also use this social media report in combination with your Metricool reporting, because if there's like a specific campaign, or maybe just a specific month, again, maybe it's like Cyber Monday, Black Friday time, or course launch time, or new product launch or whatever, I like to just pull that stuff out and show them, show some like highlights, show some of my commentary alongside the data. Because the thing is, your client is not being paid to understand social media. Just like I am not being paid to understand dermatology, hairstyling, plumbing, any of the services that I pay for, it is not my job to really understand them outside of just an elementary level. That's why I pay people to help me with those things. So you need to really be able to break it down, simplify it for your client, and explain to them why the numbers that they're looking at, why they matter. What is the insight? What action are we going to take if it's bad? Or even if it's good, how can we amplify that success or maintain that success at minimum? So adding your commentary in here is really important, and this template helps you do so. So that's how you get success for your clients, in my opinion. It's by building out a really solid social media strategy and just doing good work and reporting on that good work. And all those tools are available for you in the toolbox. I'll leave that link in the show notes. Let me know if you have questions about any of this stuff. It's just high level. Of course, we can go in depth a lot more in future episodes or videos. But I really hope this was helpful. And huge thanks to Metricool, as always, for sponsoring the podcast. You can use the code Latasha for 30 days free on any of their pro plans. It's changed my business. I'm not even joking. I know so many of you guys love them too. So thanks for supporting the sponsor of the show and the show in general. And I'll talk to you in my next one. Bye.